Are you a business owner or entrepreneur looking to take your business skills to the next level? Then you're in the right place. Welcome to the Enterprise Now Show. Prepare to be inspired, motivated, and transformed. And now, your host, LZ Flinard.
Can I get a... Oh, yeah! What's up, Enterprisers? Welcome to episode 132 of the Enterprise Now podcast, where we educate, motivate, inspire, and transform business owners and entrepreneurs into success. That is what we do. We help folks launch, grow, and maximize. Stellar Emails is an email marketing management agency for online retailers. Clients have regular six-figure months all through the power of email marketing. Siri and I talk about building relationships and how being a people pleaser also has a downside. Siri shares with us his journey of self-discovery and reveals his superpower. All right, let's dig in.
All right, Thierry, can I get an oh yeah?
Oh yeah.
Nice, nice. One thing that I always like to start off with is thanking you for your time, because time is the only resource that we cannot get more of. So I appreciate you taking your time to share your experience and knowledge with the Enterprisers.
Oh, absolutely. It's absolutely a pleasure. I think this is some of the best time spent, just considering your Enterprise Now values. We definitely want to be able to educate, inspire, and transform. So I love to be a part of that ethos.
See, that's how I know this is going to be a fantastic conversation, because, my friend, you have done your homework.
I think what I've noticed is that if you don't get to really make that big of an impact, you know, I think people want to, one, know that you understand a little bit about them as much as possible, so that when you do go into a conversation, it automatically is a little bit more friendly, right? And there's this mutual respect as the baseline. And I think that's a great way to do business and to do life.
There you go. We haven't even gotten past the introduction, and you've already dropped two golden nuggets on the Enterprisers. The second thing that I like to do is to ask you to tell us about yourself. Now, when I say that, feel free to go all the way back to where it all began, or you can start more current day. Tell us about yourself.
All right, so I think I'll split it. I'll say that I was born in Haiti. I moved to the States when I was 4, so relatively young. So I can say that I pretty much grew up very, very Americanized. I was raised in a single-parent home with two older sisters by a mom who is spectacular, as all people would say that their mom is. But I'll say that my mom was particularly spectacular, worked very, very hard to provide for us in New York, which is a really, really big deal. Toward the end of my high school career, I did really well in academics, particularly math and science. I ended up getting accepted into a dual degree program, both a bachelor's of science and a medical doctorate. So that really positioned me to go into the health field. And I was absolutely convinced that I was going to become a pediatric oncologist. I wanted to save the lives of kids with cancer. What I didn't expect is the kind of emotional toll of that track, and how much would really go into sustaining a life in that field. And toward my about second year in medical school, after I kind of finished off the undergrad portion, I realized that I needed to take a little bit of a step back. So I ended up taking a year off of medical school. I figured I would do some traveling. I ended up working for a while in an HIV/AIDS clinic, and then just probably did a few odd jobs just to kind of have some money in my pocket. And toward the end of that year off, I didn't want to go back, because I had ended up starting a online fashion blog with a good buddy of mine from high school. And that really exposed me to a whole new world and a whole new side of myself. I was usually just this kind of, you know, bookish guy, and I was kind of just going to school and just staying on one track. And this kind of exposed me to my creative side, and I was able to take up photography and writing. That little blog got me connected with folks at major magazines like Men's Health at the time and GQ. And I was able to parlay that blog into a position as a content director for an independent men's magazine that was both online and in print. And then I eventually ended up getting an internship at an online fashion startup that I eventually turned into a full-time position after about 3 months as an intern. So that was a really, really weird way to say that I finally ended up in e-commerce and I essentially fell in love. As an intern, I kind of got to experience literally everything behind the curtain. So from, you know, buying and merchandising and copywriting and styling shoots, and I pretty much got to get my hands busy in a lot of different pots. It really showed me the inner workings of what it took to be a $1 million business. At that time, the company was doing between 5 and 10 million at a time, and they were just getting ready to scale. So it was so interesting to know, one, that there were people making that kind of money, because I remember just being in med school and saying, like, yeah, you know, I'll kind of graduate and make, you know, 100,000. And, you know, there are companies that are making millions of dollars every year and more now that I've been more exposed. And then two, there were just non-traditional ways to have a satisfying life. And that's what really entrepreneurship means to me, that it's something that for most is off the beaten path, but you get this incredible amount of fulfillment in really doing your own thing. So that was kind of the start of my journey. Now, years later, I own an email marketing agency called Stellar Emails, where we work with 7- and 8-figure clients and really just take over their entire email program and just make it more efficient and more profitable.
Gotcha. I have so many questions. I don't know where to start. Let me take a backtrack a little bit and ask a little bit more about you. What's your favorite thing to do?
I mean, now that I have a son, it's hanging out with him and kind of watching him learn and grow literally before my eyes. Right now we're doing, you know, the whole lot of kind of colors and shapes and numbers, and he knows what an octagon is and a hexagon is. And he's matching colors and matching shapes and doing numbers in orders and going through his phonetic alphabet. So I think that's one of the most inspiring things for me to see, where you see literally a sponge that's able to absorb knowledge. And I think that's a trait that we're trying just not to lose as we grow older, as entrepreneurs especially. So I think that's pretty high up there. And if I had to add maybe a few more, of course, it'd be hanging out with my wife, listening to jazz music and watching football. And I mean, soccer as football, not American football.
Got it. So one of the other things that I always like to ask is what your superpower is. Now, I know that you have many because you have a varied background with many different experiences. But if you had to nail it down to one, what is that superpower?
If I had to nail it down to one, I would say writing. I think writing has truly been the gateway. And when I say that, and just thinking about copywriting as pretty much the underpinning for all sales, really, if you can't communicate the value of something, you won't get anyone to buy it. So that's a skill that I've trained for and I've honed over the years, and I've literally been able to apply it into so many different facets. So I would say that's the one superpower that I have.
Let's take a quick break from this awesome conversation for a quick message from our sponsor.
Seems everyone is podcasting these days, but if you want to do it right and stand out from the crowd, you need to contact Enterprise Now. eNow Podcast Solutions is second to none in providing best-in-class customer service and delivering top-quality podcast production. Podcast editing can be time-consuming and tedious. You're a podcaster. That's what you do best. Let us do the dirty work for you. Besides, it's what we do best. Then all you have to do is your awesome show. We can help with basic editing, mixing, promotion, delivery, tagging, and pro editing. Whatever you need, we can do it for you. Check us out and see all the ways we can make your podcast sound amazing and professional. Visit enterprise-now.biz/production.
What are some of your top keys to success?
I'll probably break it down to three. I think for the first, you want to analyze people who've gone before you. I think it's always good to have an example of success. for a lot of people, you know, it might not be someone that you can physically touch, but there's a book somewhere, or, you know, now there's podcasts or a YouTube video where you can actually see someone doing what you want to do or what you aspire to be, or being what you aspire to be. So that's the first one. The second one is figuring out a process, getting a sense of how things work. When you have a sense of how things work, then you can not only replicate it, but you can tweak it and you can improve it and make it work even better for you, because then you get to add your own kind of special sauce to it. And finally, I would say a mix of being optimistic and diligent. I think those are two things where you always want to kind of go into a situation and approach it with a very positive attitude. You want to be in the right mental state. And with that mental state, you want to be ready to consistently work at it in order to make it great.
Perfect. Perfect. This is probably one of my favorite questions. If you could meet anyone in the world, who would it be and what would you say to them?
This is always an interesting question. Is this one of those things where, like, they could be dead or alive, or does it have to be someone who's living right now? Because that also adds a little bit of intrigue to it.
I'm going to be harder on you. Let's say they have to be living.
They have to be living. So I would meet Elon Musk, and I would ask him how he deals with adversity when you have a really big vision.
Adversity. Gotcha. One of the things that I always wonder, and I did an episode a little while back, maybe a couple of years ago, and I was basically talking about how being logical is illogical. And the context is, like you said, when you have a big vision, when you want to do something that you've never done or has never been done, taking a logical approach to that is illogical, right? Because if it was logical, then everybody would do it and then it would make sense and it would already be done. So the very fact that you can do something that nobody else has done is not logical. So I'd be interested and curious to hear his answer to that question as well.
Yeah, I think what people don't necessarily, or depending on what you believe, there is an element of faith in business, because a lot of the things that you are trying to do, maybe you don't have, you know, a step-by-step guide to getting it done, but you are committed to kind of figuring it out because you have this end goal in mind. So I think there's definitely a little bit of faith aspect to that as well.
Now, we've learned a little bit about you, your background, how you came up, the various experiences that you've had, how you overcome challenges. Tell us about your business. What do you do?
I own a company, a digital marketing agency called Stellar Emails, and we focus on email marketing for e-commerce businesses. So that is one of the things that I learned as a consultant. I was a generalist. I was a jack of all trades. I was proud to be good at a lot of things. And toward the top, well, probably the middle of last year, my wife asked me a question, which was really poignant. And she said, "What are you great at?" And for me, it took this need to kind of separate from wanting to hang on to being able to speak on all different subject matter to say, you know, what is that one thing that would really kind of separate me? If someone needed me for something, what would they need me for? And that's how the idea for this company kind of came, looking at it as not only a communication tool, but a revenue stream, especially in e-commerce. Email marketing is so incredibly vital. And right from the gate, what I'd done in the past with past clients, I was literally able, in the first month with our very first client of Stellar Emails, we were able to generate over $150,000 for them in less than 30 days with just 8 emails. And when I did that, I knew that it was exactly where I needed to be.
Awesome. Awesome. So as we kind of wrap things up here, give the enterprisers an actionable step or tip to improve their business today.
Well, if you are in e-commerce or if you're selling anything online, you need to be doing some form of email marketing. It starts with email capture. So if there's no kind of pop-up on your website, nothing that invites someone to take advantage of some kind of lead magnet, whether it's a discount or a download or something, in order to get their email address, in order to continue to communicate with them, That's a huge gap. That's a gold mine that you're missing out on. So you want to make sure that you have some form of lead capture on your website. And you want to make sure that you go ahead and actually email people. There are a ton of companies with email lists that are just sitting dormant, that are quiet. When people sign up to your email list, they actually want to hear from you. So you're doing them a disservice if you just say nothing until it's Black Friday and you hope that they purchase from you. So make sure that you're building relationships that you can do in any business, but especially online, because there's this gap between someone being able to just walk into your store. So you want to make sure that you're building relationships, and email is a fantastic tool to do all of that.
Gotcha. Now, if people want to reach out to you, learn even more about you and what you do, how can they do that?
You can feel free to go to stellaremails.com, stellaremails.com, where you can hire my company. We come in, we have a very simple process. It takes about 2 days for us to get integrated with whatever platform you're on, and we'll go ahead and take over your email marketing. We have some of the most competitive prices in business, and I'd have to say that we have probably some of the best ROI. If you want to connect personally, you can go to thierryaugustin.com, where you could learn a little bit more about me and find ways to connect. I'm also on Twitter. If you want to tweet me, that's taugustin_. So those are all the ways that you can get in touch. Yeah, that's all.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, let me just say thank you so much for your time and, again, sharing your experience and knowledge with us, the Enterprisers.
Absolutely. I just want to add one more thing. If you are a new business owner and maybe you're not ready to hire a company for your email marketing needs, I also have an online course called Inbox to Income. If you go on TierryAugustin.com, there will be a link for that. And that way you'll be able to learn everything that I know and put it into practice on your own until you get to a point where you are building a team.
Perfect. Perfect. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Enterprisers, if you got value from that awesome conversation, let the world know by subscribing and leaving a review on your favorite podcast app. That helps us know that we're bringing you golden nugget-filled conversations with the most inspirational business owners. Reach out to me directly at eflinart@enterprise-now.biz with any feedback or questions for me or any of my guests. Also, don't forget to check out the Enterprisers Elite Club for thought leaders that want to learn how to leverage podcasting to launch, grow, and maximize their business. Head on over to www.enterprise-now.biz/enterprisers to learn more. Thanks again, folks, and we'll talk with you guys next week.